There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Night, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
Coming up on 1 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Get out of the home penalty box and score with a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Outside not coming over. It could be us not contesting shots. It could be all them little things, but add up to this huge problem that we have right now where we lost 3 in a row. And we just got to manage all the little things so that we could get on the right track.
Derrick Rose pointing out the well-documented issues the Bulls have on defense after losing again last night in Houston. The Bulls have not dropped 10 of their last 15. This after starting the season 25-10. Orlando fires coach Jock Vaughn. The Magic has lost 10 straight. Football Seahawks coach Pete Carroll continues to defend his decision to throw it from the one in Super Bowl 49.
You'd make the same call if the situation were same today.
We can change the rhythm of those calls. One of the calls was going to be a pass in there to stop the clock. A timeout would stop one. An incomplete pass for the game's over if you win, if you score. So that happened to be that one. Going back again, I might do it differently. I'm not going to tell my opponents which way I'm going to do it, but we have the choice.
Carroll spoke with the Today Show's Matt Lauer on NBC this morning. Some are calling Carroll's decision the worst play call in Super Bowl history. Packers linebacker Sam Barrington tweets that former Illinois coach Ron Zook has been promoted to special teams coordinator in Green Bay. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic at Soldier Field on February 7th. Join the Score and Keith Van Horn live from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 14th from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, and the all-new Toyota Highlander. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're missing somebody here. So this is Patrick Manley here talking, and here he comes in to finish up the show, Mr. Matt Spiegel.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you to our guest, Dan Durkin.
Oh, catch your breath.
I'm good. Dan Durkin.
Were you doing push-ups like Hub Arkers?
I did 8 sets of 1 push-up.
That's very good.
Yeah, I heard sets. Him describing his push-ups. That sounded like a lot.
Well, yeah. It is.
Man's man.
Are you saying he was Brian Williamsing the situation?
Maybe. I mean, it's a great goal. But that really sounded like a lot of push-ups.
Wow, mark it down.
I know he's in shape because I remember when we used to travel with the Bears, I would always see him in the workout room of the hotel. So it wouldn't surprise me, but that's a lot.
Naked and greased up, just sitting in the corner, not doing anything untoward.
Yeah. I don't. Same thing, no problem. Something to do sooner or later.
Hey, Terry, people relax in all sorts of ways. You know, there's all different kinds of things they can do.
You're telling me.
thank you to Dan Durkin. Who doesn't do that, as far as we know? Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune. Eric Fisher of the Sports Business Journal. Nice to make his acquaintance. He knows things. Shannon Ryan of the Chicago Tribune. And Jim Callis from MLB.com. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gerch does the video stream and does it well at Watch670thescore.com. Our intern is Eric Domingo. That's fun to say. Kerry Sayers did not have the updates, but Zach Zaidman did, and it was nice to see him. Tomorrow, Hub Arkish, Adrian Wojnarowski, and other things. Hello, Bors and Bernstein.
Well, Woj had some news today about the Magic, and that Scott Skiles is the front runner for the position vacated by Jock Vaughn.
Yeah, he's been on. He was rumored last week he was going to get fired, so I kind of figured. I didn't know it was Scott Skiles.
Where has Scott Skiles been?
Hanging out.
Not coaching at all? Not an assistant or anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. He's got plenty of money. He's been fired enough places to save some money, and he's got a gorgeous wife, too. I'd just spend time there if I were him. You remember that?
Well, we've always said that about Scott Skiles. Yeah. If you remember, he had his issues.
Yeah, maybe drunk.
He had a lot of issues, some substance problems. He had some children out of wedlock problems.
Yeah, that, too.
But never anything wrong with his eyes.
No. Eyes check out well.
And that goes back to MSU from jump.
Yes.
I still remember a pass that he made at MSU.
The one all the way around the back. Yep.
All the way around the back. And somehow he didn't travel. I don't think he actually traveled. I think it was fast enough that it actually worked.
Then they got screwed in that tournament game when they had their best team. Oh, I'm trying to remember the circumstance. Remember, Denny, they had a great team and they got screwed in the tournament. I think the game was at Kansas, I want to say, or somewhere close to it. And they got screwed. That was the best team he had. Best team he was on, and they.
Who else was on it? I'm trying to think who Skiles played with.
I just watched the pass.
Oh, it's
all the way around. Yeah,
it's one of the. It's one of the all-time.
Yes.
And his feet were such that he was able to keep it going without the foot didn't land in time for it to be a travel.
That's pretty good.
Done.
That great.
That's a good one.
That's a playground one, but you normally walk when you do it in the playground. Or you attempt it in the playground.
Did you see Steph Curry last night?
I just saw a couple of highlights.
Saw enough of it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That floater over Tyson Chandler, after he's kind of noodling around with one of these yo-yo dribbles, and love the cello work, and he goes in, and it was, I think, over Tyson Chandler now. This isn't over just some idiot. That's one of your best rim protector defenders. 7 feet one and long and huge.
And arms longer than, wingspan bigger than a man his size should have as well.
And it's the floatiest floater that ever floated.
It's like slow motion.
But how he could possibly calculate the release point. I mean, it's cartoonish.
Sure.
It's whoop. I mean, it looks like a joke. Like, oh, come on. Like, it's just a prayer. It's not a prayer.
It's like watching the little guys when they drive, like Aaron Brooks does it. They know every little angle on the backboard, how to get that little floater up there and over. And I guarantee they have to sit there and practice. Okay, I just hit right there, hit right there, hit right there to make it go in. But
that's their money.
Yeah, I know.
That's paying the mortgage.
That's what's pretty cool. They got to hit a little old spot to make it go in.
So we understand that Matt Abatacola, as a good producer, should reached out to Tim Beckman directly, and he said yes, because if you're his bosses, you do not allow him to go on and double down on those comments.
I guess he canceled a radio interview that was scheduled for this morning on another station.
He can't help himself.
Yeah,
he had a day to think about it and not do it.
Oh, no, I heard you, Bernsie. I know.
I tried.
I heard we played it this morning at about 9:40, and the moment where you are calmly trying to explain journalism to him, that's what killed me more than anything. Because I was like, you were just calmly just trying to make him realize it. And the question is, does he genuinely not understand it, or is he just terrible with words? Perhaps both.
Yeah, he's just, he didn't get it, no matter how you tried to explain it to him. It wasn't registering at all.
It was the fundamental aspect.
It wasn't
of
words.
Journalism.
It was the concept. He was asking for help. It was he wants help. He wants the media to be easy on him.
He wants to make the state better.
Yes.
Well, that was the disconnect for me, because I said, well, the media is not we, and he said, well, we all have this shared goal. His assumption is a shared goal in not only making Illinois the best state, but within that is this concept. The quality of his recruiting is essentially congruent to the quality of the state. What does one have to do with the other, first of all?
SEC recruiting, none.
He wants the state to be thought of as the best in the union. Don't you guys? Here's the question. Don't you guys want it? Don't you guys want the state to be thought of as the best?
I really don't care.
I think we're a long way from that.
Right. We just throw governors in jail and we're in terrible debt.
We're the brokest state
in
the union.
Yeah.
I think we got a long way to go before people say that. Illinois, that's who you copy.
Not to mention, Illinois can't say that, because half the fans of those teams are cracker-ass racists who hate Chicago anyway.
Oh, jeez.
So they do. They resent it. It's a cultural problem. We talked to Mike Thomas about it. It's an enormous cultural problem they've got of all the downstate hayseeds that resent the fact that there are black people eating up their tax dollars. That's what it is. And there's a divide here that exists. So no, don't ask me to share some pride with those people.
Yo, six more days for this opportunity, man.
I've got nothing.
I mean, you got a chance.
I've got nothing.
I'm good. I think I'm good today.
No, if he's right and we're all in this together, he should tell that to his toothless idiot fans.
Oh, geez. Bernstein, Dan. How about the fact that you're down where they are, you're going to have fans possibly from other states. Oh, imagine good, that. Huh?
Once you're on the other side of the river, it's just over.
It's over. Forget it.
The alumni doesn't leave the state.
Doesn't matter if, say, you liked a player there. You know, you grew up a Jack Trudeau fan, and maybe you're
who didn't.
You know,
I covered Jack Trudeau, for God's sakes.
You did?
Also, writing what a great state it was.
I'm told that Steve Smith was with Skiles. And that was, you know, the Michigan State Steve Smith. And they lost to Georgia Tech on a Kenny Anderson shot after the buzzer in the Sweet 16. Is that true?
Oh, I love those Georgia Tech
teams. Oh, man.
Bobby Crimmins.
Where the guards
just... My guy, Brian Oliver.
Yeah.
Dennis Scott.
Buddy.
They just kept coming.
Did you ever hear the story about Dennis Scott, what they did at Duke? They threw Twinkies out at him when they came and visited.
Yes, I was there.
Were you there? Yes. They picked it up and started eating it?
It was there. That's true. And then you know what he did? You know what he did next? Dennis Scott handled the Cameron crazy as well as anybody I've ever seen. He got into it. And that's why you earn points when you start to play around and, you know, you get it and you're giving back to him a little bit. So, yeah, they threw the Twinkie.
He was heavy. He was a heavy man at the time.
He was a heavy
college basketball player.
And would gain weight as the season went on, exactly. Too, famously. Yeah. So he eats the Twinkie.
You know what? You were just some cracker-ass racist Duke fan. That's what you were.
Yeah.
That's what you were back in the day,
And he eats it. And then he was the first guy out for warm-up. So the student section's packed. He wanders out of the court. He then hit 12 consecutive three-pointers in warm-ups. And splashed everywhere. And with every next one, he's kind of looking back.
Mm-hmm.
And his little glance. And he makes three. And he looks back. And then the fans started like rooting for him in warm-ups. And it just became a thing. Yeah. And that was it. Then he owned him.
Hey, Terry, is it okay if Bernsey uses your broad brush? I mean, that's yours. You've got the brush.
I don't. You know what? I'm not going that broad on it. I'm not that broad on that. I covered them long enough. No, that's not all true.
What did Bill Alexander call them? The mighty brush?
It's not all true.
Yeah.
Well, he can paint.
I do always like the image of the broad brush when you break it out.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It takes up, what, half a wall?
At least half a wall.
One stroke, it's more efficient that way. Covered.
Yeah. I do that. I don't do it as much because he does it like a crazy person. So I don't have to really worry about it.
He's no Bob Ross.
No, he paints everything.
I was...
With little tiny dots.
I was a Bill Alexander
fan. One giant green swath.
No sponges involved. No, just a big giant roller.
Just does it. So I don't have to do it. I've given it up.
But you still have your high horse, however.
Oh, the high horse is still there. He's out back. Yeah. Yeah. Used to watch my car. Now I don't know where, you know, just because wanders around Illinois. I was down there long enough to know all that's not true. There are some people down there that are town people that aren't dumb, who aren't crackers, who aren't thinking that way about this.
I can't possibly believe
that.
There are.
I met enough of them to know that's not true.
You might want to travel down there, Bernsey, every once in a while.
He does not.
I wouldn't put your name on your back necessarily, but you know. Hey, are you more worried about the Bulls offense or the Bulls defense? That's one of the thoughts from today. One of the conversations we had in the first hour.
Oh boy.
I think defense.
It was all on display last night. Everything we were talking about for the last few days, everything. Yeah. From the defensive problems to Rose drifting around the perimeter.
So much around the perimeter. These are his assist numbers in the last eight games. 2-3-6. 1-4-3-5-2. He is tied for 23rd amongst point guards.
He's not a point guard.
Yeah. So when Heinrich is out there, should Heinrich be playing the point as long as you're going to have the two of them out there together?
Sure.
Might as well, right?
Sure. Yeah, and maybe Rose gets an angle, get a weak side cut, get something going to the basket without the ball.
Kirk's had a rough patch, too.
What's that?
Kirk's had a rough patch, too. Yeah, he's a little rough. Yeah. There's a little something going on there that's right. He doesn't, you know, when he hits a shot, you like have to stop the game and give him the ball.
That's bad. But it's true.
You want me to sign this one?
I mean, he's just not missing. He's missing, man. It's not even like close. They're not rim outs. They are
really
clanks.
Amazing, Pat. I haven't seen anything quite like it.
It's too bad. He's had a real nice career.
That's an experience, that Bulls basketball thing is. That's quite an. And you knew last night they're going to out rebound the crap out of him.
Oh, Noah was great.
It still didn't do any good.
He was great on the boards, but he was what, 0 for 8?
Yeah, did you know good?
Yeah.
That's what we were finishing our show yesterday, trying to figure out who Joey Dorsey was and trying to disambiguate Joey Dorsey from Engelbert Humperdinck's real name of Jerry Dorsey, because I was confused.
You don't remember the Dorsey twins at Memphis? They were Rose teammates. The Dorsey twins.
Oh.
I did after somebody reminded me.
Nice. I tried not to think of him. I didn't see enough of him last night to worry about him, but yeah, okay.
Well,
that's right.
He's terrible. He
made two shots.
He didn't know where he was relative to the basket. You notice that? He kept catching and dribbling to right under the basket, and then he'd look around and go, where am I?
My daughter did that last night in her practice.
Just didn't sort of lost the basket?
No idea, yeah. Gets the ball, gets excited, looks up, and she's almost out of bounds. She's behind the backboard.
It happens.
But to nine-year-olds, not professional athletes.
It's the reason he's been on like 20 different teams in 6 years.
Okay.
Exactly.
Was he not a...
Anyway, they're just
not... Was he not a twin? I know he was in Memphis... Who am I thinking of if he's not a twin? I'm thinking of some twins. Did St. Joe's have a pair of twins?
Well, it would be a pair. if there's three, then we have a story.
I'll take college basketball twins for
Kansas,
$500.
Stanford, who'd they have?
Yeah, Kansas had, the twins.
Well, the Markieff and Marcus Morris.
Yeah, that's
Morris,
not what I'm thinking of.
Both pretty good, too, by the way.
But the Harrisons at Kentucky.
Harrisons at Kentucky.
Pat, talk to them for a minute if you can stand it. I'm doing college
basketball.
Who are
the twins at Stanford?
Twins.
Oh, Lopez.
Lopez, yes.
And Jason and Jaron Collins, right?
Collins, that's the other one.
And Harris twins, boy, the Harrison twins, there's a lot. There was one other that around when Dorsey was playing, I think it was St. Joe's, but that doesn't matter.
No.
It really matters. Oh, it really doesn't matter. But I'm certainly
going to...
It doesn't
matter if the Bulls get every rebound, they still lose.
Yeah. I'm certainly going to Google it for like an hour until I figure Dwayne's? It out after the show.
Queth and Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Yeah. Queth Dwayne.
I'm calling him Keith.
Is that Keith? It's Queth.
Queth?
From Syracuse.
Bless you.
Dwayne and Queth Dwayne.
Right? Yep. Yeah. No, but now it's fun to think about college basketball twins. Now we've gone like seven deep on this. No surprise that BMAC has hopped in. Little hoops boy that he is.
Well, Uwe and Olaf Blopp were not twins,
they
correct?
Were not twins, no.
Great names.
Uwe Blopp and Olaf Blopp.
Yep.
Good players, too.
Blob. I thought it was Blob.
They pronounced it Blop.
No.
Blob. It's spelled Blob. B-L-A-B, but pronounced Blop.
Blop. That's what they called them.
And what did they say? One of them had
elephant nuts.
Yar. Right. They were both well endowed, but not equally.
Correct.
How would you know this?
So long ago.
Why would you know
them?
This?
It's famous.
I covered them. I got when I was looking for information, I got information.
It's a long book. It's a lot of pages.
It's like your Marty Carter stories here. But it was one of them had elephant nuts, and then the other one had didn't, but was otherwise.
Yeah,
endowed.
They called him something else, and I can't remember.
Donkey
Joey.
So they had nicknames.
Joey Graham. Texters, thank you.
Joey Graham,
and was it Stephen Graham was his brother? See if that's true there, BMAC. And I remember, I thought St. Joe's because he was at Oklahoma State, and it's one of those, that's the Oklahoma State St. Joe's NCAA tournament game. You remember that one?
Where
St. Joe's had Jameer Nelson and Delonte West. And it was like, that's one of the great NCAA tournament games.
Yes, he did.
I think that's who I'm thinking of, are the Grahams. So thank you.
I got another one. Brooks Boyer's teammates at Notre Dame, the Ross twins.
Yes.
Is it Joe and John?
I think so, yeah.
Big white bad blonde.
Exactly.
Remember those guys?
Well, add to him. There's three big white bad.
Brooks isn't big. He's just white and bad.
He's just white and bad. Well, he's not small.
But he's a guard, a point guard.
Yeah. All right, well, we just gave you guys a show. Yep. College basketball twins.
We'll work on that for 4.5 hours. Yeah, we do. See how deep we can get with this.
What are you doing? Other things?
We've got Who You Crapping. We've got all kinds of surprises. Maddie's working on stuff. You know, he always has things for us, and he likes to spring it on us. Like, occasionally, Giggles the Clown will show up and talk about the media.
Oh, boy. That was unfortunate.
It's a moment.
For all concerned.
A teaching moment.
All right, man. Have a good day. Speaks of Manly back tomorrow.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. As the money and the BAFO TV ratings continue to roll in, and NFL owners and their commissioner toast one another for their continuing ability to be rich and richer, the league continues to be hit with embarrassing news on a daily basis. Forget Doug Baldwin's obscene gesture or the fight that broke out at the end of the Super Bowl. Forget the daily arrest reports involving NFL players, including one pulled over with 357 grams of marijuana and a shotgun in his car. Now we have Textgate involving the Cleveland Browns. According to Browns beat reporter Mary Kay Cabot, a high-ranking Browns official was texting play-calling suggestions to the sideline during games. The official was apparently general manager Ray Farmer. This might cost the Browns a first-round draft pick. Of course, they'd probably use it on Johnny Manziel anyway. I'm John Feinstein. CBS Sports
Radio. Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K, a great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass, and other unaffiliated companies. Available in most states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance. And you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So, if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So, the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Today, next Friday, join the Boers and Bernstein Show with Matt Avanicola filling in for Terry, live from Mickey Finn's, 345 North Milwaukee in Libertyville from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes and see the guys do the show live. It's all at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. Visit PackyWebbFord.com today.
Bernstein.
Hey, Bernstein.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, probably so. Seems to happen every day. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Yep, I'm Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We are going to get some help at 2 o'clock today. We're just going to have a friend drop by. We need an expert, and especially because of the news today. It's something we've been talking about a lot, and we've been dealing with some lunatic fringe here that needs to be edumacated. So... we are going to have Dr. Paul Offit on at 2 o'clock. He's supposed to be really, really interesting and just a terrific guest. We want to just say hello to him because I don't know if you've heard Palatine now, measles outbreak.
I did not hear that.
Yep. So shouldn't really surprise any. 5 babies at a kinder care learning center in Palatine have been diagnosed with measles. So that has officially hit home. Matt Miller with some football opinions and information at 2:40. Steve Greenberg, who covers the Illini for the Sun-Times at 3, 5 o'clock today.
Hey, buddy.
Who are you crapping?
Have the e-craps coming in, and we are hopeful that everything else will be good, too. There's a little breaking news here, too. Via Twitter, the Tigers have announced that Victor Martinez tore his medial meniscus in his left knee during workouts last week, and he will be operated on soon by Dr. James Andrews.
Socks.
Go away, Socks. That's right.
Sox wins.
Y'all coming together for the Sox.
Yes, indeed.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com, and that's where you listen to
it.
We are streaming at 670thescore.com. There is texting at 67011. Texts on The Score are presented by the homeloanexpert.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it's at Boers_Bernstein. If you'd like to follow me, you can at Dan_Bernstein. We have BoersandBernstein.com, and we have the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device, and it includes the 10 seconds of glory question. Here it is. What will be the next fascinating thing to come out of Tim Beckman's mouth?
Social media is big nowadays.
I didn't know that.
Our producers today are Joe Dredge.
Hey, Bernstein. I support a Sea of Illini weekend. I'm not a racist. I was born and raised in North Chicago next to a black family. History of Chief Illini Week. They went through a rigorous training program to imitate, enlighten people about the culture. Keep your ideology off the airway.
No. See, that's the guy that calls. You know, that's the guy that calls. The black people next door. Okay, all right. Yeah, there was a guy today. I think it was Speaks of Mandalay from Hebron. That was, oh my God. Oh my God. Unbelievable. Anyway, he is Rockford's American Idol.
Chris Tannehill.
If I live to be 200, I'll never see anything as dumb in my life.
Imagine him at age 196.
He's Captain Destruct.
Our interns are Tony Fish, Tommy Guns. Yep, Palatine, that's where it is now.
Yep, okay. Yeah, this is time. And get ready. I mean, I know the textures will be busy saying we're idiots, but that's fine. You'll take this. Unbelievable. I looked at the... saw the map the other day where there's been measles cases, and holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Yep. I wonder if the Cutler children wouldn't be there, would they?
No, probably not there, but, I mean, there's another guy. You know, again, you spent all this time, if you recall the lead up to last year, everybody saying how smart Jay Cutler was, maybe the 2 year, whatever it was.
Right.
Not smart enough to control his own life and none of his kids.
Right.
Not smart enough to do that. I mean, if that's what you're doing, and if that's what you feel, fine, but you're letting an imbecile make decisions. Who does that?
My suggestion would be not to let an imbecile make decisions.
Am I wrong?
And officially, the press release from the Cook County Department of Public Health, they're saying at this time it's not clear if these cases are linked to the previously confirmed case in suburban Cook County or the outbreak associated with Disneyland.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, get out of the home penalty box and score with a Wolves fan four-pack. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls are coming off a 101-90 loss at Houston.
The help side not coming over. It could be us not contesting shots. It could be all them little things, but add up to this huge problem that we have right now where we lost three in a row. And we just got to manage all the little things so that we could get on the right track.
What? Derrick Rose talking about the Bulls' defense as it continues to struggle. Jimmy Butler led the way with 27. Rose added 23. Noah had 19 boards, and Gasol finished with another double-double. Bulls have lost three in a row there, in case you didn't make out what Derek said. They're off until Saturday when they play at New Orleans. Blackhawks are off today. They skate at Winnipeg tomorrow. The Orlando Magic have fired Jacque Vaughn. Scott Skiles. A favorite for the job, the Tigers' Victor Martinez tore his medial meniscus, will undergo surgery on Tuesday. The team is hopeful he'll be ready for the start of the season. That's a pipe dream, more likely late April or May. PGA first-round action of the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines was delayed an hour or so because of fog. Tiger should be making his way to the first tee soon. Defending champ Scott Stallings tees off at 2:40. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on the score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 132 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And you know something, really, Bulls basketball is getting to be painful.
I agree.
It's getting that. It's crossing that street and walking into icky places.
It's all aspects now. All of a sudden, this thing has kind of melted into a gooey mess.
That's what it's done.
Nothing's connected to anything else. They used to have a way of turning defense into offense, and there was structure. There were guys who seemed to know where everybody else was, and that's not happening anymore.
No, and I mean they really can't defend anywhere. I understand that Powell will have his struggles, but I'll tell you what Tom did last night. Hey, the minutes were fine.
Correct.
Minutes were just fine last night. Can't complain about it last night. Unfortunately, the rest of it just sucked.
And this from Giorgio, who says, here's the looking at the field goal percentage by game since Dunleavy was out. They've shot 41%. That's 4% lower than what they shot before the Dunleavy injury. I don't care how bad your defense has been, but you are not winning consistently in this league shooting 41%.
No, you're not.
It's damn easy to guard the Bulls with Heinrich, Snell, and Moore occupying the job of floor spacer. But I don't hear that the ineptitudes on offense have contributed to their defensive struggles. But I think it's true. They can't set up their defense. They miss shots.
Yeah.
Opponents get to run the Bulls out of the building. Opponents' fast break points has gone up. They're averaging over 16 a game. That's 4 points more than they were before the Dunleavy injury. It's going to continue if the shooting percentage doesn't tick up to where it was before. Offense affects defense and vice versa. The offensive team that was here to begin the season isn't here anymore. I know Terry's boy McDermott's been bad, but his presence alone on the offensive end changes the geometry of the opposing defense. At least the rotation needs some kind of spark.
Yeah. I don't know what Tom needs to see. I mean, whatever this is, it's not working. When does a coach, and again, at least the minutes were good. When does a coach? You had 60 rebounds last night. And you still can't win. I never thought for a minute, well, when they got within five and all the other things they did late, I never thought for a minute they were going to win the game. Not a second against a little itty-bitty team.
Because you know that a lead, again, a five-point lead against them is like a one-point lead against anybody else. Yeah. They take so many shots. There's so many possessions. And when James Harden just wants to explode, he does.
He does it, yeah.
He just puts you in the blender.
Yep, that's what he does.
He's getting in.
Probably second in your MVP voting right now if they held it today. So, and again, you know, you always say to yourself, well, how does he do that? And when you watch him play, yeah, he's still not guarding anybody, but, you know, he'll kill you. I mean, there's not much you can do about him, and he's pretty clever with the ball. He knows where to go with it when he's in trouble. I mean, he is, you know, there's a lot of things about him that have improved from his days as a tundur, although he provided scoring. That was his job there. Coming off the bench, shoot. And now his game has improved in a lot of different ways, not defensively per se, but I mean, you have a small team, right? You're playing a small team. They've got, you know, and I don't know who that guy was. You know, the dude was falling around, can't do anything, can barely stand. So you had a huge advantage. I would like to look to start the game and say, you know what? I'm going to kill you on the boards, dude. I'm going to beat you to death on the backboards. And what good did it to him? You need to get within a sniff again.
Anytime they needed something, they got it. From wherever they wanted it.
And Trevor Ariza again. Damn.
Is he on every team?
He's coming back to the playoffs.
Doesn't it seem, every time you turn around, the other
there he is
team,
again.
He's on
Here
every,
he comes.
He's on every team.
He is on every team.
That's not fair. You can't have Trevor Ariza on every team.
And he hurts you, too, because you don't have a match for him at all.
Nope.
I know my guy can't guard him, but you don't. Nobody else does either.
And they keep saying it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's
how?
It's not though.
How?
I understand you say that because you want it to. And they had a good practice, right?
Yes.
They got a chance to have a full practice, day off, and a full hard practice.
Yeah, a couple days. Yeah.
Do the work. No skipped steps. So they got a chance to do that.
What he wanted.
And I know Houston's really good, but they're without their center.
Yes.
And they got a bum starting at center.
They got a bum starting at center, and they can't board at all. They're a small team, they're a thin team, and they're just running your ass in the ground, just doing things to you any way they want to do them to you.
In the West Loop, here is Jerry. He's on the score.
Yes, I have a comment. I listened to you guys last year. The Bulls say that they were low scoring. They need to get more scoring this year. They said they had the best defense in the league last year. I'm just asking a simple question. What happened to the defense that they had last year when they added all this offense with McDermott and the guy from Russia and et cetera and et cetera? You know, I mean, you guys can't have it both ways. You wanted the offense. Don't you remember? Everybody was awed at what Chip did last year. Boy, he took this team. And he went to the playoffs. He shouldn't have never made it. Now, is vice versa. Don't the front office have something to do with these prayers that hit the court? I'm listening.
What? I don't know what you just said. Yeah, what did we
not,
do? What
did
we
okay, let me repeat it.
We can't have it both ways.
One of the best defenses in the league last year. Am I wrong or right?
Well, they were great at opponent scoring, largely because they worked the clock more and there were fewer possessions. They were much better defensively. But yeah, they also that was also a function of the speed at which they played the game or lack thereof.
Okay. Then, but in all season, we said that we had to increase our offense because we didn't have enough offense last year.
They needed shooters, correct.
Okay, so we got more offense with McDermott and that other the guy Will Perdue said that he has no clue where he's at.
Mirotić?
Nikola Mirotić?
Will Perdue said that this morning, guys. Honest guy, too.
Yeah, well, Mirotić was, I don't know, he was confused last night. I don't know what he was doing, and then he went and sat, and I didn't see him again. So, again, that's a team that you should be able to do things against, and he didn't. And McDermott never gets off the bench.
No, he's getting really frustrated. Send him down. Send him to the D-League.
Go play somewhere.
Let him play. Give him an opportunity to play.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call, but I don't know what we did. Yeah, that offense last year was painful. You got it shoved up your giggy by Washington in embarrassing fashion because you couldn't score.
This is from Jalen, and Jalen says the Thibodeau thing is over. The only question is whether he gets fired in the next month in an attempt to save the season or the day after the Bulls get eliminated. They have stopped playing for him. College coaches can make their bones by cracking the whip relentlessly. They have more actual power over their players who are gone in 4 years or sooner. But if a pro coach wants to go about it that way, eventually his players will stop hearing it. Or you'll get a roster that doesn't respond to that kind of thing. It may not be a revolt. The players may not even realize their coach has lost them, but the message stops getting through. Once that happens, it's over. Done. That has happened here. Number two, we need to come out and say this. Derrick Rose is not trying. He gives no effort on defense. He merely escorts his man to the basket. He's as likely to dive after a ball as Roger Dorn in Major League. He too often settles for long jumpers on offense, and his interest in or ability to make plays for others is non-existent. The Bulls were a better team when Jimmy Butler was the alpha dog, not Rose, because Derek has morphed into the guy in your pickup game you never want on your team, because you know he's talented. You know, most days he's really not going to feel like working that hard. He's Carlos Boozer. These two narratives may well be interacting. It could be that Rose's lack of effort has subconsciously given everyone else license to tune out Thibs. I think Garpax needs to up the ante with Derek. They could deal him if they wanted. No, they couldn't. Although I can tell you what they might get. But what Garpax can't arrange for is for Derek to start hearing his name in trade rumors. Maybe the prospect of getting shipped out of his hometown will be a form of shock therapy for him.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. And, you know, the only game, even when they had an important win, a fun win over Golden State, he had 11 turnovers and he had 30 points, but 11 turnovers and one assist. I mean, no, I you know, when you're in games like last night, your best player has to be really good. Your best player can't do what he did in a wide open game against a team that really can't do much around the rim again to stop you. I mean, that is sort of like, come on. I mean, I don't, you know, if Dwight Howard's there, you're worried a little bit because Dwight Howard will knock him down and has knocked him down, or others, because he's never there anymore. But you can't have a guy who's, you know, you're paying that much money to, and is he wandering around these last three games?
I just don't understand what Rose is trying to accomplish.
I don't either.
If you look at his shot charts,
they make no sense. No, not to me.
We're Boris and Bernstein. We're going to get some medical help that we need. Everyone's saying, guys, you need medical help.
Oh, I know.
And we agree. That's at the top of the hour on the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust. Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of
But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
For news, sports, and music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACN.
The Grammy goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.
Chicago.org. Right on.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, you got to get better on both sides of the ball. And the big thing is getting everyone practicing together and tying everyone together. So, you know, we'll see.
Thibodeau, well, we will see, because I think the I think what people have been saying, what we've been talking about here in Boers and Bernstein, and probably had elsewhere in the station, that this certainly appears, despite, you know, the stories that continue to be written about undermining every coach they've ever had and all this other nonsense that's just part, it's just not true. But anyway, I think he is done to his last chance. And especially with this, you know, you acquire Powell for a reason. He's not 3 years down the road. He gets better and you win. So, I mean, this is a very important season for the Bulls and for Tom. And I don't know if they can come close.
Well, what it needs to be understood here, this, I read Rick Morrissey's column just saying, well, yes, it's too bad that they can't get along.
Too bad, yeah.
And that everybody grow up and stop fighting with each other because you should make it work because he's so... There's very tangible, real reasons why Tom Thibodeau's bosses are disappointed. This isn't made up. This isn't just some sort of silly junior high girls spat. It's based on things that are actually happening, that have been happening. That earlier email that we read about the way he coaches, and if you've been around this league long enough, you see what happens when a coach like that has run his course. And it's possible he has.
Very possible.
It's possible that it's just, it's enough. And all the pounding and all the do your job and all the everything and all that. And we mentioned it a couple seasons ago when guys who are still on this team, by the way, didn't want to go to the practice facility because he would never leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's oppressive.
Yeah.
Guys get tired of it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think I'd see that column written again, but whatever. I mean, all I know is that reading between the lines here, I haven't talked to anybody, but I have the feeling that's accurate. I mean, it's got to be now. It's not going to be next year, it's just not.
Unfortunately, I don't think that there's a hire out there that can galvanize this team.
Well, I don't either.
As currently
No, it wouldn't be made for that reason. I think it would be a lot of reasons, and all good reasons, again, not undermining them. Yes. They took away Ron Adams. That's undermining him. A bad thing to do. I think it was a bad move. But the rest of this is solid basketball reasons. It's not, and I love him as a coach. But when you go this long and this hard on players, and you don't come away with the big trophy, you any coach is in trouble.
Bobby is in Berwyn. He's on the Score.
Guys, how you doing? My take on the Bulls' struggles may have to do a lot about their new facility right next door, the Advocate Resort and Spa. I think it's taken away their edge.
What?
They don't, it seems like they don't have that, they said it themselves, they don't have that effort into the games.
What does that have to do with their practice facility?
Well, hear me out for a second.
Oh, God.
Before they used to, get up early, commute to the Virtual Center, and, by the time they got there...
They lived there. They lived in the suburbs.
Yeah.
They didn't get up early to commute. They lived there.
But they don't live by the United Center.
A lot of them did. They moved in. They moved back to the city. Yes.
Right. I think that's what I'm talking about.
The proximity hasn't changed.
Convenience of everything all together, I think it's just made them mentally soft.
Oh my God!
This is an awful call.
This is going into a wall.
Yeah, you're not really understanding what I'm saying. They used to live in Deerfield, close to the practice facility. Now most of them moved. They live in Chicago, close to the practice facility. What's changed?
A lot has changed. City life, suburban life. Most of these guys are probably up longer than normal.
Up?
They're in the city,
Bobby.
There are distractions
Bobby,
in the city.
Bobby, you're living in a world that doesn't exist. It's a bad world.
Yeah,
you're having a hallucination.
Your car's on fire.
I think your car might be on fire.
Yeah, check your car. I think it's on fire.
You are clearly...
Wild card there.
Okay, you are...
Your wild card sucks.
Your wild card is bad, and you are having a hallucination, and I suggest that you come back to our planet.
Well, see, that's not the actual issue here. It's the binding element alongside all these factors,
Bobby, it's not a binding element of anything.
Oh my God.
It's not an issue. It's going on in your bizarre little world, and I suggest that you wake up from your awful dream. That's enough now.
Bobby, it's a mental thing.
Bobby,
there's a lack of effort.
Bobby, it's time for you to do? Hang up
the phone. I don't want to watch any more Bulls games,
Bobby,
that's for sure.
Hang up the phone.
Yeah, Bobby, hang up the phone. Check your car. See if it's not on fire.
I think your car's on fire.
Yeah, your car's
on fire.
I think
your clothes are on fire. He wouldn't hang up, so I hung up for him.
Too much. Boy. That's what I didn't expect.
William is out at O'Hare. He's on the Score.
Hi, guys. What's going on? Love your show here. I wanted to ask a question. I want to go over a couple of things. One thing is, why isn't he playing McDermott? I mean, he plays Snell, and he doesn't even like Snell, so why isn't he playing McDermott?
He hates McDermott.
Yeah, McDermott wants to know the answer to that, too.
Yeah, you're right, he doesn't like Snell. You're correct.
I think the one thing, this was a crazy conspiracy theory I was going with a friend of mine. We were talking about it.
This is going to be bad.
This is going to be bad. He said, maybe Carlos Boozer was more important to the Bulls than we thought.
We discussed that.
Wasn't he the guy that called out where the guys were on
defense?
No,
he was a better
fit. Even though he didn't play defense on.
William, listen. Boozer was a better fit for them defensively than Gasol because it allowed Noah to play closer to the basket. That's true. It's not about calling out people defensively. It's about how the pieces fit together.
Oh, boy.
This is quite a start. All right, we need, and we are in dire need of medical help.
Oh, my, I am.
More so now than ever.
A different kind, though.
All right, we're going to get it in a moment. Don't go anywhere. You've got the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show of coverage options, but we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you
you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year we said